This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Nominee dance for the Supreme Court position that she's been nominated by the President of the United States to fill the seat left vacant by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Plenty of takeaways from day three. She was grilled on voting rights as the 2020 election is underway and a few other huge possible cases that could come before the Supreme Court if she, in fact, becomes the justice as she should, if you look at the numbers, and that's a lifetime appointment. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe and well wherever you're listening to this show. We thank our friends in England and in Australia and New Zealand and South America and so many other places. I'm getting your emails, and I appreciate your support. And, of course, everybody in the United States listening from coast to coast. I understand, I feel you when you're telling me about your woes with the pandemic, what's happening to you financially, what's happened to you physically, because we've had people on who have had COVID-19 and came through the other side, but what are the lingering effects for some of you, and then what has happened for others where you've recovered and felt absolutely fine, which is what Donald Trump has been saying out on the campaign trail. His son, Barron, contracted it. Melania Trump gave the details of her COVID illness and then revealed that her son had gotten it. The president was asked about this as he was running to the helicopter, you know, that parks on the lawn of the White House and lifts off and takes him to where he needs to go. So he just said he was fine and moved on to what was happening with the Supreme Court nominating his nominee, what was happening with the Senate Judiciary Committee and whatnot. But I'll get into the Barron stuff in a second, but to clean up what I said here at the top, it is interesting to watch what happened, and especially in this third day at the confirmation hearings for Barrett, because you had, of course, the Democrats who are circling around like buzzards, as they should, because that's what you do. I mean, this is the world we live in. You're either on one side or the other. For some reason, we have to pick sides. We can't have the conversation, although she's trying to say that and trying to hold her own as it gets deeper and deeper. She declined to weigh in on unsettled issues that could logically come before the court and occasionally declined to address even matters on which you might expect somebody in that spot might offer more. She didn't say much when Senator Amy Klobuchar asked her whether voter intimidation was prohibited by federal law, and she said it wouldn't be fair for Barrett to not weigh in on a hypothetical, but Klobuchar's question wasn't about that. That's why there was this back and forth. Klobuchar said, so as a result of Trump's claims, people are trying to get poll watchers, special forces people, to go into the poll. Judge Barrett, under federal law, is it illegal to intimidate voters at the polls? And she said, Senator Klobuchar, I can't characterize the facts in a hypothetical situation. I can't apply the law to a set of hypothetical facts. I can only decide cases as they come in, litigated by parties on a full record after fully engaging precedents, talking to colleagues, writing an opinion, and so I can't answer questions like that. And so immediately, Klobuchar shot back and said, I'll make it easy. 18 U.S. Code 594 outlaws anyone who intimidates, threatens, coerces, or attempts to intimidate, threaten, or coerce any person for the purpose of interfering with the right of such other person to vote. This is a law that's been on the books for decades. The other kind of gotcha moment, she declined to say whether a president could unilaterally delay an election, again, kind of suggesting it was too hypothetical about the president, so she backed out of that. And she was asked about the president's points of view on cases and on high-profile cases, and like climate change. So climate change was another thing. And she said she has, you know, she has no idea what that would be, and kind of stepped away from that as well. Let's put it this way. She was deflecting a lot in the third day, and I'm sure that she is excited to not be, to just watch it move forward and to not have to go through more of that grilling process. There's no, again, she's holding her own. This is nothing like the last time around what happened, but there's so much on the line for the Democrats with the ACA, for one, Roe v. Wade, for another, and probably a handful of other things that the voting thing, a handful of other huge possible weigh-ins, you know, by the Supreme Court, the highest court of the land. So, in a broader sense, it's about just deflect, move on, whatever. So the Democrats were frustrated, clearly, and the Republicans predict clear sailing as this testimony wraps up, and I would agree. We knew that heading into this. It's a numbers game. The numbers are absolutely, you know, there. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri said, there's nothing wrong with confirming to the Supreme Court of the United States a devout Catholic pro-life Christian. He was just echoing pretty much what Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham said. He said that the hearing is an opportunity not to punch through a glass ceiling, but a reinforced concrete barrier around conservative women. He called Barrett unashamedly pro-life, saying she embraces her faith without apology, and he said, I've never been more proud of a nominee than I am proud of you. So here's the thing. This is what happens the next time. There's opponents and supporters of Barrett's, who is a law professor, you know, and a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. Again, that's her background, chosen by the president to fill the seat that was held by Ginsburg, who died last month. And Barrett is on a fast track for sure for the Senate confirmation before Election Day. I can't see that being derailed in any way. I don't think so. There doesn't seem to be any surprises, anything that's going to come out of the bag, I think, that the bag of tricks that's going to surprise anyone at this point. All right, speaking of going into bags, we're headed to the mailroom to dive into the mailbag and hear what you had to say. By the way, you can always throw me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
In this edition of For Your Money, Donna Stephens joins us. She's the president of Summit Tax Advisors. I'm really thrilled to have her here because this is something that has been heavy on my mind and something that I've been really, really trying to work out. And maybe many of you are doing the same. I hope you are. When we look at where we are now in the world and managing our money in uncertain times, boy, when you look at the possibility of having a financial advisor, I would say run, don't walk. So, Donna, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show, Kate. This is a great time to be talking about money management, I think.
Yeah, and so what are the benefits of working with an advisor versus trying to untangle what may be happening in your life yourself?
So working with a financial advisor is a unique experience to your financial situation. There's a lot of things that you can find on the internet, basic financial planning tools, even more sophisticated financial savings tools. But the question is, how does it apply to you and your personal situation? How does it apply to your the amount of money you make as compared to the amount that you have in living expenses? So once you figure out your budgeting and how you can save for the future, the financial advisor can help you put that budget together and then put your money to work in the right buckets, so to speak. But particularly,
I think, Donna, too, it's important that you have a relationship with a financial advisor. Sometimes people, and you know this, people are funny about money, but what are some of the tips that you would share to kind of bridge that gap and ensure that that relationship gets off the right and on the right foot, and that it is a good relationship?
Well, first thing I would do is research. Many people you may know around you have experience with a financial advisor, good experience, bad experience. Talk to your friends and colleagues. Somebody's very good experience could lead you to a great referral to a financial advisor. I know we receive many referrals from people that are like-minded and work with us very well. But you need to be able to be comfortable sharing your life experience with somebody, and that financial advisor has to be able to communicate with you well in your own thinking.
I'm so glad you said that. You have to be willing to do that. What are some of the ways people listening to us can really shore up their finances during, as I said at the top of this, uncertain times?
Well, what we tell our clients is you need to save in truly liquid cash, say the bank, 3 to 6 months of living expenses so that if you do fall on hard times, if you cannot have an income stream with a set job or something unexpected happens, you have 3 to 6 months to get back on your feet and be able to pay your bills, keep the roof over your head and your family, feed your family, make sure you have all the set bills covered, and then you can move forward from there. The financial stress is not something you need when you're trying to figure out how to keep yourself employed.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that. Where can listeners go for more financial tips that are listening to our conversation?
Well, I think there's a lot of information on the internet. If you're Googling budgeting and, you know, retirement planning, there's a lot of great information to get you started, at least with the building blocks for yourself to look at your financial picture. But truly, having a financial advisor look at your situation, do a consultation, get some really true holistic financial planning from a live person so they can look at all the parts of your financial advice and understand what it means to you particularly. The financial advisor is going to be your best source of getting a proper plan for you. So finding somebody good is done by a good reference and some of the financial groups and associations. I myself would be happy to meet with anybody on a consultation basis because to see how I can help them and get people on track.
Great. Thank you, Donna. We appreciate it. Very enlightening. Donna Steffens, President, Summit Tax Advisors. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And I would say when the market shifts and times change, stick to your strategy and stay the course. That's the best advice I can give you today.
Yeah, great advice. Thanks, Donna.
Great advice from Donna. I'll echo that again. Just great, great, great advice. Stay the course as we go through the time that we're going through right now. And, you know, as she said, looking at it from the perspective of what are you doing, where are you going with it, and for a, you know, 401k contributions, what's happening there. And some people are thinking, ooh, maybe, you know, I should put it extra. What do you do? There's thoughts on that. I mentioned that the Dow had jumped 450 points on the stimulus hopes. So that's obviously big because we're watching what's happening and looking at stocks with dividends. And I don't do what Donna does. We know that. She's the expert. But I think she really threw out some great pieces of info on being up on liquidity and all the things that we're looking at these layoffs. We're seeing what's happening in the airline industry. We're seeing what's happening. You know, a quarter of Disney's layoffs are coming from Florida, and so that's at least 3,600 non-union Disney employees in Florida. Boom, laid off in early December, and you know we know that this is a rockin' time that we're going through this. But there is going to be light at the end of the tunnel. It's the question of when, and we don't know. So stressing does nothing. Holding and staying the course is, she's right, is really, really the thing. I wanted to mention more on the the IRS deadline, because I know there are some people that you would qualify for this. So if you haven't gotten a stimulus check, the IRS has extended that deadline to register by 5 weeks. The Internal Revenue Service announced that on Monday, that the new deadline, because they could see that people hadn't done that, is to register for the economic impact payment is now November 21st, which is a move from October 15th. And they did that because it gave people more time if they hadn't gotten a payment to register for their money, because that's what you have to do. It's not hard to do, but that's what you have to do. So if you don't typically file a tax return, which would be millions of people who are on limited incomes, you still could have this money that could cover grocery bills or car repairs or whatever the essentials would be. So it's a shame not to do that. I mean, you know, the IRS and the Department of Treasury don't know how many eligible people haven't gotten a stimulus payment. They don't know. They're just processing and programming the overlapping filings, all that stuff. That's what they're doing. But there's been a non-filer portal that was set up since the spring, and it's been used by millions of people, and the IRS says it sent nearly 9 million letters in September to people who might be eligible for that. But anyway, while that's happening, of course, there's the debate over, is there going to be another stimulus? But for goodness sake, if you did not get the first one and you are eligible, definitely just a couple of clicks and poof, you know, you're there. So don't let that go to waste, certainly, especially now because of this situation that we're in, the giant question mark that we are living under at this point, where, you know, who knows when the vaccine's ready, how many people are going to take the vaccine, you know, all the ins and outs of what we're dealing with COVID 19. It's hard to believe, right, that we're in October. Does it feel like October to you? Or does it feel like the rolling, I call it the rolling calendar. This is just, we're just rolling through 2020. We're rolling through it, right? The ball dropped on Times Square. Everybody had all these exciting plans for a new decade. And the new decade certainly was extraordinary, or if you break that down, extraordinary. But, like I said, the sun is going to keep coming up tomorrow, and eventually we'll be out of this. It may look a little bit different, but we'll be out of it. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Thanks to Kyle for his fine work on the technicals. Appreciate you stepping in. And to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to blast Twitter and Facebook for censoring the Hunter Biden emails that implicate Joe Biden of corruption.
The big tech companies have become crazed. They won't let the fact that we caught him in a total corrupt deal, they won't let the news get out.
Washington lawmakers want to talk to the heads of big tech face-to-face in a letter sent to both CEOs. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson of the Senate Homeland Security Committee tells Fox News he's outraged by what they're discovering on the abandoned laptop reportedly once owned by Hunter Biden.
The threat of blackmail against the sitting president if these connections are true. Take whatever is alleged that was proven false against President Trump and multiply that by orders of magnitude of just what we've scratched the surface in terms of uncovering of this vast web of connections with Chinese nationals, ties to the China, the Chinese Communist Party, the People's Liberation Army.
USA Radio News. A California woman who vanished in Utah's Zion Park earlier this month was found and reunited with her family Sunday. Holly Suzanne Courtier, 38 years of age, was located within the park after a visitor saw her and alerted rangers. The National Park Service said in a statement, they continued to say Courtier's relatives were overjoyed that she had been found. No other details were available at this time. President Trump's communication director, Aaron Perrine, on Fox News says the silent majority is Trump's strength.
There's one volunteer we have. Her name is Bonnie. She herself has made over 100,000 voter contacts for President Trump. If she's doing the laundry or just walking around the house, she's making voter contacts to get that message out there. Joe Biden doesn't have that. That's why he's not out on the campaign trail. That's why he has surrogates out there. And Bonnie's just one of the 2.5 million members of the Army for Trump who are out there making sure we get our voters out on Election Day.
Election Day is November 3rd. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This tale that we're going to dive into here on this version of Author's Corner. Paul Iwanu is with us, and his father, Simon, wrote a book called Conversations with the Pope. And wait till you hear, because you can imagine when you hear that title, wow, that's the, right away the title is fascinating, but it but the book really dives deep on some themes and some dogma in the Catholic Church for sure. Paul, thanks so much for coming on.
You're absolutely welcome, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, let's do the obvious question. Your dad, sadly, is no longer with us, but you pushed this forward because why? What did he tell you?
Well, Kate, he asked me before he died, a number of years before he died, that because he was not successful in getting the book published, if anything should happen to him, could I get? He said to me, please promise me you'll get this published. And, of course, I said yes, because I had read the book and I thought it was a book certainly worth getting published.
Yeah, and I agree, because I hadn't seen anything like this whatsoever. So tell us what the book's about.
Sure. So, Kate, this book is essentially a fusion or synthesis of reincarnation with Christianity. And in the book, my dad looks at things such as the writings of Edgar Cayce, the research of Dr. Raymond Moody and Dr. Helen Wambach, to show that there is life after death, and that there is this thing which continues, the soul, and that there is lots and lots of evidence for reincarnation. Yes, and so my dad also was interested as to why the doctrine of reincarnation had just disappeared hundreds of years ago. And as he did a lot of research and it was very well researched, in my opinion, he found that there was at the Second Ecumenical Council of in the year 553 AD, there was material indicating an atmosphere of coercion at the Council of 553 by the Emperor Justinian, so that the Holy Spirit was not free to operate unhindered. So this was very, very important, and there was a lot of things. There was also, Kate, for example, material in his research, he discovered material indicating that Pope Vigilius had no moral right to hold the See of Rome and thereby approve the decrees of the Fifth Ecumenical Council. And also, Kate, that there was material indicating that Origen was never the cause nor the subject of consideration of the Fifth Ecumenical Council of 553 AD.
Hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot in the book, of course.
There is, and you know what, it makes sense, because for people who don't know, let's tell them a little bit about your dad, Simon Iwanu, because what an interesting life. I mean, he was born in Athens, Greece. He went to Australia with his parents when he was 7. He became a filmmaker, a writer, a television presenter. I mean, he was really, I think, and you know better than I, but I'm saying as someone from the outside, immediately what pops to my mind, especially me being a journalist, is that he was very curious. Was he very curious?
Yes, he was very curious, Kate. And he was just interested in so many different things, to put it very simply. Yes.
Yeah, and he was a barrister, right? In the last decade of his life.
That's correct, Kate. He had a midlife. When he died, he was 66 years old. He had a midlife career change. So he started studying law and became a barrister. That's right. In the last 10 years of his life. And it's also worth mentioning that, Kate, he was one of the people who in 1980 helped to set up SBS, the television channel of SBS TV. For those of you around the world who don't know what that stands for, that SBS stands for Special Broadcasting Service. So that TV channel, Kate, was actually Australia's first multicultural multicultural or multi-ethnic and multilingual TV station.
Wow.
And he helped to found that the SBS TV channel.
Wow, that's incredible. And of course now it's a huge television network. It became a huge television network. There's no question about that. What do you think he would want people to take away from reading his book, Conversations with the Pope?
Yeah, Kate, I think that if I had to summarize what he would like people to take away from reading his book is that there is a huge amount of evidence for reincarnation when you look at all the different things, and that there is no contradiction in being a Christian and also believing in reincarnation, and also that he believes the church should, the Catholic Church and the Christian Church should also reconsider seriously reincarnation in its doctrine. It's also, I should also mention, Kate, that he, of course, was born Greek Orthodox, but eventually, as an adult, he threw off that aspect of his tradition. He didn't like the rigidity of the Greek Orthodox religion as he had personally experienced it, and became, he found things in Catholicism that he liked, in a nutshell. So he became he converted to Catholicism and became a Catholic, and then he wrote the book later on down the track.
Wow. So what did the Klan think of that? Because that's a big switch for family members to see him go through that. Were they supportive?
Okay, this is the thing. My dad's father was an atheist, and so the only thing, his mother went to church on a regular basis, so I understand his mother was a believer, of course. But he, so I think that his father wouldn't have minded one way or the other.
That's good. I love it. I love it how you said there, and you're right, there's these themes, and I said this, you could see the curiosity, so it makes complete sense to me.
Yeah. Absolutely, Kate, yeah. But I think his mother wouldn't have minded the fact at all, as far as I know, that he converted to another denomination. I don't think that, as far as I know, I think his mother did not mind at all.
Yeah. Was it fun for you to take the book, get it published, and now out there talking to people, telling them about it? Is it fun for you to do that?
It is, Kate. It's been very interesting, the process of getting a book published. Never thought I'd end up getting a book published. That is to say, I mean, I've never actually written a book myself. I've written poetry. I've occasionally written poetry myself, but I haven't gotten it published. That's maybe a project for down the track for me. But I didn't think I'd end up publishing a book, but it has been fun, and it was quite a lot of work, as I'm sure you can imagine, in the first place. But once the whole process was going, it was interesting, and all the various things you've got to look at. I had going over the book and for submitting the manuscript that we had on the computer, and So it's then it's seeing it in print, it will come in the post, the first physical copy. It's very, very, very heartwarming. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I'm sure that he is smiling down somewhere. And what an interesting and tough thing to tackle. And the book, you can get it on Amazon, Conversations with the Pope, An Intellectual Challenge to the Catholic Church Concerning Reincarnation and the Christian Faith. So he was curious, I think, and you know more than me, like we've said, Paul, and I think he had a sense of wanting to explore, and you can certainly see that in this book, and it's great that you were able to take that, honor his wish the way that you did. So thank you so much for coming on.
You're absolutely welcome. It's been thank you for having me on the show, Kate. Greatly appreciated.
Yeah. So again, go to Amazon and you can get that book. And boy, it's interesting when you start to explore, especially reincarnation and Catholicism and those themes, because he really did a good job. You could tell he was a journalist. So thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you so much.
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Metal Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Metal Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Metal Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmetalway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair and stormy eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through.
All right, don't run so far away. We have an exciting segment coming up. It's called This or That. Eric, our technical maestro, steps into the ring with me. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Kate?
Pretty good. You know, do you get the Sunday blues? I mean, be honest. Do you feel when Sunday rolls around, woohoo, I've had a decent weekend. Ooh, Sunday, Monday, I got to go to work. How do you feel?
Yeah, I get that a little bit. Mostly because I work like a double, though.
So you're working how many hours?
It's a total of 6.5 or 7. Or I meant, 12. And a half or 13.
Ooh. But then when you get off that 12 and a half or 13, then you've got a clear day after that?
No, it all starts over Monday.
The clock ticks again. It all, I like how you said it, it all starts over. Yeah. I think there's something in our minds that's psychological about Sunday, and even with the virus, it doesn't matter. It's still the same thing. I mean, whatever it is you do, there is a thing about Sunday. I don't know. There's something about Sunday, and they say there's and listen, I talk about this. There's a switch you can flip, and You know, just say, hey, this is what I get to do, but those are long hours. I would linger on that lunch break. That's for sure. I'd make sure I had a lunch break.
Yeah, you gotta eat.
Gotta eat. All right, so how about this? For this or that, this is where we go back and forth and you have a choice between one or the other, and we see where you stand and where I stand. So how about these standalone, speaking of that, conservation wildlife parks that you can drive through versus just going to a zoo? Which do you prefer?
I'll go with the zoo, I guess. That's a tough one.
The zoo. I like that you said it's a tough one. I, this weekend, went through, for people who don't know, put this on your list. There's a place in Glen Rose, Texas, and it's worth it, whatever state you're from, if you can make your way to it eventually. It's called Fossil Rim Wildlife Center, and it's an endangered species research and conservation center. And they have 1,000 animals, 50 species. I can really talk tonight. And what's so cool is they have giraffes, they have black bucks. I mean, they have all kinds, emus, fallow deer. They have black rhinoceros. You know, there's a bunch of them, rhinoceroses. It's so amazing, I have to say. 1,000 animals, and it's over 1,000 acres, and it was lovely. It was amazing. I had a giraffe. I fed a giraffe and in the car. Like, he walked up to the car and stuck his head in the car. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. I've never heard of anything like that.
It was awesome. It is a very, very good experience. And plus, it's so good what they're doing there. So I like, you know, I've done the zoo thing, but this is a place that you should put on your radar, definitely.
And you said endangered species?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have cheetahs. You know, cheetahs can go 75 miles an hour. And it's a long, giant, like, enclosure thing they have for them. Because there, they couldn't let them, I mean, if they roamed over those, you know, 1,000 acres, it would be a disaster, the animals that they would attack. But it's incredible to see them, too. And to see, I saw the rhinoceroses moving all over the place. There was like 5 of them, and we were really close to them. And you're in your car, and you drive through. It's kind of like, you know what it's like? You feel like in a different way. This sounds weird to say, but Jurassic Park.
That's what I was just about to say. It reminds me of the first Jurassic Park.
And it's like that. And it opened in 1984, and it's pretty amazing.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, yes, put that on your list. When you're not working 12 and a half hours a day, then you can go to Fossil Rim. I'll meet you there. It's great. You'll love it. All right, so how about this? Kool-Aid versus Gatorade or Powerade, which would you take? Kool-Aid or the Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade, for sure.
Gatorade. Yeah, I'm not a Kool-Aid person either. I mean, maybe when I was 5, forget it now. If the kids in the neighborhood are selling it, maybe I'd buy a cup to help them out. But I like Powerade, like cherry Powerade, because it quenches my thirst.
No, I do like the blue Powerade. Back when, I don't know if McDonald's still offers it, but that's what I would always get when I went to McDonald's. It just, yeah. It was the blue Powerade goes great with cheese, like
with burgers,
McDoubles. Yeah, McDoubles and fries and all that junk food.
Now you're making me hungry for that. I'll have a McDouble and fries because it's right up there. How many calories is in that? Oh, and then put some Powerade in there for me too. You might not know this. The University of Florida researchers initially considered naming, because they came up with it, Gator and then /aid. Then they came up with Gatorade because it started in Florida. And the history of Gatorade is they realized that there was it was a request from the Florida Gators football coach Ray Graves that he needed something to quench the thirst of the athletes to replace the body fluids that they lost with this incredible physical exertion. And that's how they came up with that beverage.
Nice. Yeah, I think I've heard that at one point, but yeah, I didn't know it was from Florida. And yeah, I wish I knew what magic ingredients in Gatorade, because for some reason it like always replenishes you, you know?
I can tell you what it is. It's water, sodium, sugar, potassium, phosphate, and lemon juice.
Huh.
Crazy, but, huh?
I feel like a lot of drinks have all those things, you know?
It's something about the way they make it. It's the it's the flavors of it, how they mix it together. And I do agree. I mean, it does quench your thirst. And more than the thirst quencher is the replacements for if you're out there and you're exerting yourself. So that makes sense.
Yep.
All right, there you go. You learn something every day. How about this? You have to do one or the other. Like, you can't back out of it. So you can't walk off the platform. Bungee jumping or rock climbing, which would you take?
I've actually been wanting to get into rock climbing, so I'll go with the rock climbing.
Yeah, I go with rock climbing because I did when we went to Oklahoma and the Potato Hills, there was that robber's cave, and we climbed up that. It wasn't bold-faced rock climbing, but there was parts of it that were like that. And I don't know that I don't like the idea of jumping off the bungee jumping. I don't like that bouncing back. I think I'd be a little frightened.
When you put it that way, me neither.
Where you just boing, bounce up. I mean, I'm sure it's incredible, the feeling when somebody does it. It's like when people jump out of a plane. But I don't know if that would be for me. All right, fruit cake versus fruit cup with whipped cream. So you're served that, and you have to be polite. They tell you, oh, you have a choice. We have this delicious fruit cake for dessert here in the holidays. Or we have a fruit cup with whipped cream. Which do you take?
I'll go with the fruit cup.
Yeah, I hate fruit cake. I don't like the taste of it. Do you?
Yeah, I was going to say, no, I'm not a huge fan. It's. I feel like they're overrated, if that. I don't know.
But fruit cake, like what you're saying, is popular. I mean, there's a zillion fruit cake recipes. There are famous bakeries that make it and make a fortune. Like, they're the world's best fruit cake. And people, so you and I are in the minority. People like dried fruit stuffed in their cake with candied ginger. With sugar, butter, apple juice, spices. I don't know. I don't like it.
Maybe if there was less fruit and more cake, it would make a little more sense.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a fruitcake then, and I feel like you. I'm the same way. I just don't like fruit jammed into my cake. I'm sorry. I know that makes me, well, good. I have someone else on my side because I always get creamed about that. All right, last one. Doctor versus dentist. Which do you, of the two evils, because no one really likes going to either, which do you prefer?
Oh, that's another really tough one. I'll go with the doctor.
Doctor. Yeah, I go with the doctor, too.
Because at least I could talk, you know.
Oh, I hate the dentist. I do. I hate it. Oh, it's so important, and it's the worst. Oh, you don't know what they're going to find. Oh, by the way, we found 15 cavities, so let's get some aspirin because we're going to fill them. How do you feel about that? All right, so there you go. Eric, always fun to play this game with you, our little game, This or That. Thank you.
Thank you. Brush your teeth.
Oh, trust me, right after this, I'm going to brush my teeth after this show. I hope everyone else does, too. Hang with us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.